40 days after his resurrection, Jesus went back to heaven to live with God. Jesus' friends knew they had to carry on without him. Before he left, Jesus gave them an important job to do. They had to share the good news of God's love everywhere. The disciples knew it was time to get organized. Everyone was afraid of the soldiers because of what had happened to Jesus, so they decided they would meet together in groups to pray and worship God. At first, the gatherings were quite small, but the word quickly spread, and the small groups grew into larger ones. One day, there were 120 people gathered together to pray. All of the disciples were there with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and a lot of other women and men. Peter had called everyone together to choose someone to help the disciples with their important work. "As you know, Jesus chose 12 of us to become leaders," Peter explained. "Judas was one of us, but he died. We need someone to take the place of Judas so that we can be 12 again. The person we choose needs to be someone who traveled with Jesus from the beginning." There were two people who had followed Jesus from the beginning. Their names were Matthias and Justus. The group gathered in a circle around them. Justus and Matthias were both good people. They were both willing to serve God. Who would it be, Matthias or Justus? Justus or Matthias? How could they possibly decide? Jesus' friends remembered that he always prayed to God whenever there was a decision to be made. So they prayed. "Lord, you know what everyone is like. Show us the one you have chosen to be an apostle and to serve in place of Judas." They wrote Matthias and Justus' names on small stones. After a lot of praying, thinking, and talking, they tossed the stones and Matthias' name was chosen. Matthias was glad to join the other 11 disciples. He knew that God would use him to share the good news everywhere. He wanted to help and serve others like Jesus. Matthias couldn't wait to get started.